the Altitude Business Podcast. We cover topics to support you in your small business and meet local entrepreneurs. Here's host Andrea Turner-Boys.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Altitude Business Podcast. I'm excited about our topic today and our guest. Lovely Sue Kennedy from Author Academy is here. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Andrea.
Sue is an author coach and a book publisher. And so we're talking all things books today because it's really been a very emerging industry, I think, in the last, I even reckon in the last 5 years. Everybody seems to be writing books.
Definitely.
You can see a huge increase, I would imagine.
Yes.
But I think there's some confusion around the whole book publishing industry and how it works. And it's obviously changed a lot since social media and also the emergence of online. Can you take us through a little bit about what the difference is? Like, you're a publisher as opposed to someone who publishes, and then there's big publishing houses.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about the industry and how it's changed.
So you have got the traditional publishers, the mm-hmm. big companies.
Yes.
That, you know, you have to order thousands and thousands of copies
mm-hmm.
that, you know, may end up in your garage collecting dust. And
sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to get the pattern. So you approach a big author, like, you know, is it Random House or Penguin or all those kind of big publishing houses? Do you send books to them? Is that what people traditionally do?
I do send them the ones that come through to me. I do have a list of online bookstores and, you know, there's not that many actual physical bookstores anymore, unfortunately.
Mm.
But I have got a list of publishing or bookstores, online bookstores, that I send my published author's books to.
Uh-huh. And then if they sign them, is that different to, obviously, if they've self-published and then they get signed by, I think we've got a bit of what I'm trying to do is establish the window looking at the industry, because there's a bit of confusion out there.
Yep. So, yeah, like the traditional publishing houses will actually basically own your book, where, you know, you will only get a tiny percentage. And then you have the self-publishing side of things where, of course, you have to then do all the legwork, and trust me, it's quite lengthy and quite involved. And you, of course, can make money on that, but you also need to know how to do it and do it properly.
Mm.
And so then there's the other option, which is what I do. I actually help self-publish for my clients or my mm-hmm. beloveds. So, and they are my authors actually own the rights to their book. I do take a percentage, yes, but they get the majority of the profit.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you can do all of those extra things that need to happen. So you can you help with the editing, or
yes.
you can coach them through all of those processes,
yes.
where they should get them printed, all of those kinds of things, yep. rather than do it. So you're coaching them through the process, and you're taking a fee for that and a small percentage, but you're really helping them self-publish, right?
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Okay.
And, well, we actually are just about to start printing here. I'm actually going to print in Australia, because we don't actually have that here in Australia. So
wow.
I'm really excited that that's going to happen.
Wow, that's really exciting.
So I'll be printing them.
Wow. Fantastic. So you'll not only be coaching, you'll be publishing and you'll be printing.
Yes.
So you'll be a one-stop shop, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Very exciting.
It is exciting.
So why do we write a book? What do you encounter with most people? How do we know when we should write one?
Well, when you're really passionate about something,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you want to share that passion with others. So, you know, and you're not going to write the book if you're not passionate about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, you may as well forget about it. It's the same as being in business. If you're not passionate about it
mm.
and want to live, breathe every second of it, then it's not worth it.
Mm.
But the other reason is, and I find that what happens to me, a lot of people come to me because they want to share the message, their message. They, you know, quite possibly have gone through something traumatic in their life, and getting that those, you know, feelings that they have inside around that whole trauma that they've gone through, and to actually put that on paper is actually a really, really amazing healing process. Now, you know, I even have people that, you know, have written and can't actually publish it for, you know, legal reasons and privacy reasons, all sorts of reasons. And I say to them, that's fine, just write it and then let's have a burning ceremony. And let's just burn it. But at least you've got rid of that, it's come out, and it is part of the healing process to get over it.
Wow. Okay. So that was going to be one of my next questions because, you know, we were talking about this before we came on, so we started recording today about, you know, we can all write, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should be writers or we can all sing because we can all speak.
That's right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean we should get up on stage and sing.
That's right.
It's the same, right, for books.
Definitely.
How do you coach somebody through who doesn't have the skill or the talent required? Is that tricky? You must come across that sometimes.
I have come across that, and it can be tricky, but I just guide them gently through the process, and I mean, we're all different, and you know, different things, you know, work for different people. So I just sit with that person and work out which is the best option and the best way that I can pull that information out of them.
Yes,
and just work around that. And it's, you know, like there's one lady that I wrote a book for, and you know, she didn't have a chance to go through school and be educated properly, so her English wasn't the best. Yet her passion about her topic was just so high. She said, "You've just got to help me, Sue. How can I do this? Because I can't write it." And so I just guided her and just said, "Look, talk to me about it." And we just sat and talked. And then I just put, you know, I just said, "Write me one sentence." You know, I'd ask questions, get her to write a sentence about it, and then we just sort of massaged it and weaved it out of that.
Wow!
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do as a coach. Yes. I can see. I can sense strongly that would be really good. There's a lot of people, I think it's a little bit like art, who might be the opposite to that, that have some really great information or have a book inside them but don't start. Do you come across that?
Yes.
What is your advice for people with that?
Look, I think they need to really just set aside, you know, even if it's just half an hour a day, just set it aside, just sit there and go, right, this from 10 till 10:30, I'm going to just sit and write. And just, you know, I always say to people, just do that brain dump. You know, don't panic about, you know, I've got to start at chapter one or page one or whatever it is. Just whatever comes to you, just put that on paper or computer, whichever.
Yeah, we get moments of inspiration, don't we? And exactly. I think if we could sit down in those moments and get it all down.
Exactly.
And just every time that happened, just get it down. You'd probably end up having some outline of a book by the end of it.
You would.
At the end of a year or something, or end of a few months, if you did that every time.
Exactly. And then you just pull out, or, you know, like the bits that you want, or, you know, get rid of the bits that you don't want. So
if someone is thinking about writing a book, where should they start? Seek out an author coach or decide whether they're going, because there's a lot of rejection if they, you know, approach the big publishing houses as well, isn't there?
You know, in most instances I've heard that people do get rejected quite often, which, you know, can be a damper, because then people go, well, I'm obviously not good enough.
Yeah,
and they
take it personally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure that they are good enough, so they need to just, you know, keep pursuing and you know, seek someone out. But I definitely, so going back to what you're saying, whether they need an author coach, it depends if you need that accountability. Some people are quite disciplined and can do it on their own, but there's others that just need accountability, or just, you know, that hand to hold them through the journey of it.
Excellent, and you provide that.
Yes.
We'll make sure we put your details into our podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on book publishing today. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and we'll speak to everybody again soon, and we'll put the links into our business podcast for today. Thanks, everyone.